Micro-hospitals are popping up in Indiana, and plans for more are in the works. As the healthcare system evolves, this model has proved popular in other states. Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media's Jill Sheridan reports, the move to give patients what they want could be influencing the growth of these smaller hospitals.
Richard Fogle was speaking to a group of about 50 people when he asked who'd been in an emergency room themselves or with a loved one in the past 3 to 4 years. Almost everyone raised their hands.
And then I said, okay, put your hands down. And I said, raise your hands if you had a great experience. And the number of hands that went up was very few.
Fogle is the chief clinical officer at St. Vincent Health. The system operates 20 hospitals in 57 Hoosier counties, but their newest location in Noblesville is different.
We're not going to make you wait very long. We're going to take you right back. And we've made a promise of a door-to-doc time, 15 minutes or less.
St. Vincent calls it a neighborhood hospital. It's also known as a micro-hospital. Fogle says the goal is to scale healthcare towards what people want and need.
Patients are really at their most vulnerable when they're in the emergency room, and we want that experience to be as good as possible. And we've designed these to be smaller, more nimble, and located closer to where they live. So on this side, we have our emergency, 70 ER beds. 8 inpatient beds on this.
The facility has everything its larger siblings have, but on a smaller scale.
We've designed this intentionally, so there's been a lot of thought into how to design this, so that no room is more than a certain number of steps away from the nurse's station.
This small, patient-centered model performs many of the same services that traditional hospitals do. Scans, labs, pharmacy, but offers more convenient care. Indiana Hospital Association President Brian Tabor says the move towards accessibility is a trend.
You know, healthcare is rapidly changing, and I think hospitals and health systems are always looking at how they can put, you know, care closer to the patient and create more continuity in the delivery of care.
And Tabor says it's not just micro-hospitals.
We're seeing, I think, more aggressive strategies when it comes to urgent care centers, outpatient services more generally. Really, the micro-hospital is just one variation, I think, on services that are out there in particularly these rapidly growing areas.
Micro-hospitals have seen great success in quickly growing parts of Colorado and Arizona. The ones planned in Indiana are in similar communities, and Indiana law makes it easier to set up these fully licensed hospitals. Franciscan Health has plans to move in this direction. Its micro-hospital will be located south of its main hospital in Greenwood and is set to open next year. President and CEO Jim Callahan says Franciscan spent a lot of time studying the needs of patients in its area.
You know, we know the health landscape shows that the population is aging, and there are more people hitting age 65 every day. We have to think about this access and convenience.
Some also view the micro-hospital model as a possible solution for rural areas in Indiana, where larger hospitals struggle, and it's often hard for patients to access care. But for now, St. Vincent's Dr. Fogle says that's not a guarantee.
We're looking at an opportunity to place these in some rural areas. Whether it works or not, we have to figure out how to make it work as the model develops.
St. Vincent has 3 more neighborhood or micro-hospitals planned in the next year, all in central Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.